Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
Our native salmon could be in terminal decline. 2 million salmon returned to spawn in the 1970s. Now that number is down to around about 250,000 fish every year. John Murphy is the director of conservation group Salmon Watch Ireland. John, good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
It's probably worth something we all learned at school, I suppose, but just remind us of that wonderful life cycle of the salmon.
Well, obviously the salmon comes back to freshwater. He spends a lot of time at sea. He spawns, or she spawns, should I say, in late November, December. Those fish, the young of those fish hatch out in March, April. They stay for approximately 2 years in freshwater and then migrate to sea, where they spend one sea winter or two sea winters before returning to Ireland to spawn.
Except now they're not coming back in those numbers to spawn. What's going on?
Well, I suppose the overriding problem is probably climate change in relation to their survival at sea. This is not a unique problem to Ireland. It has been seen all over their southern range, which includes the UK, southern Norway, France and Spain. There obviously is a changing climate in the North Atlantic with changing currents, changing ecosystem. There is a big change in pelagic fish distribution. Large-scale pelagic fisheries in these areas, now where salmon traditionally fed, obviously is going to be bycatch. So that's probably one of the biggest factors. But there are other factors which we in Salmon Watch Ireland, our policy document is designed to address. Okay. And those factors would be here in freshwater, water quality, habitat destruction, over-exploitation, various things like barriers. There's been a perceived predation increase as well, especially by avian predators. And in the near coastal system, salmon farming, which has a very, very detrimental effect on our juvenile fish going to sea.
Why?
Well, just to put it in perspective, okay, you have 250,000 adult salmon coming back here. In any bay where aquaculture is in evidence now in Ireland, you could have up to 1 million adult salmon within cages. Obviously, they promote a lot of parasites, namely sea lice, which we've all heard about, but they also promote disease. There are alarming figures for the mortality rate of these fish now in farmed cages, probably up to 40% on average of the salmon that are put to sea into cages are dying.
And John, I mean, is it an exaggeration to say that if we don't take action, that we could be looking at extinction here?
Well, I don't think it's really an exaggeration, but we must. We can only control the controllables, as to borrow a phrase from somebody.
Yeah. But so, some of what you mentioned in relation to Irish freshwater, that is within our control, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what our policy document is about. But we need everybody, all stakeholders, to work together. And we need a genuine collaborative approach from government and a cross-government approach to all these matters, including biodiversity, obviously. Water quality has suffered greatly due to the intensification of agriculture and the unsustainable development of housing and various other things without proper infrastructure. I'm talking about wastewater treatment systems, which are not up to scale now. Habitat destruction, which is going on daily, and that is going on under the guise of flood relief from the Office of Public Works and also going on from agriculture and forestry.
So the cure for one set of problems in relation to flood relief is a major problem for the spawning beds?
Absolutely, and a major problem for nursery areas on rivers. Now, how we alleviate this? You know, I mean, flood relief schemes, you know, they're an outdated mode of flood relief. Basically, what is going on now is straightening of channels, various things like that, which are not allowing the river to flow properly. floodplains are being built on. Agricultural land is sacrosanct in Ireland in relation to flooding. So political interference really, you know, has allowed this situation to continue. But just getting back to that, like, I mean, we have barriers to migration here in Ireland, literally hundreds of them on rivers, which are actually redundant. They're a part of, you know, 19th century Ireland. A lot of those could be removed or ameliorated so that productivity can increase in freshwater. What we're talking about here really is increasing numbers of juvenile salmon going to sea to mitigate for the very, very low survival rates, which are now probably in and around 5% of the juvenile fish come back as adults, whereas before it was 30%.
You are in favour, aren't you, of what you'd call sustainable rod fisheries?
Absolutely. We're you know, sustainable exploitation, you know, is okay on sustainable stocks. Unfortunately, there still are some commercial fisheries. Now, they are economically unsustainable at this stage and biologically unsustainable. Now, whether they are purchased like happened with the interceptory drift net fishery at sea, mm-hmm. or they are suspended indefinitely until salmon stocks recover. But it is not a good use of the resource to allow them to be exploited commercially at present. And certainly other methods of exploitation, like the recreational fishery and the tourism fishery, obviously numbers will have to decrease.
And much of this will be under discussion at your conference at the weekend. That's taking place on Saturday, I think, in Galway.
Yeah, next Saturday in Galway. Obviously, the policy document will be a large part of the day, but we have three very, very good external speakers.
All right. Is it open to the general public?
Yes, it's open to the general public.
It's taking place on Saturday in the Galway Bay Hotel. That's this Saturday, October 19th. SalmonWatchIreland.ie for all of the details. John Murphy, Director of Salmon Watch Ireland, thank you very much.